In the spring of 2005, the state of Utah seized the assets of the FLDS, which were worth $110 million. The assets, all in real estate, were part of a trust called the United Effort Plan, or UEP. It has been set up by the FLDS as a charitable trust. Warren Jeffs used the trust to his advantage by putting assets in the names of his cronies, who would then sell them and give Jeffs the money. Since there was never really any oversight until the state went after it, the UEP was like a personal ATM for Jeffs. Once the court gave control of the trust to the state of Utah, legally Jeffs was cut off at the knees. Utah, Arizona, and the FBI were all pursuing him, and his assets were unavailable to him. But thousands of brainwashed believers still clung to him as their prophet and leader. This was further proof of what many had grown up believing, that evil outsiders were always poised to attack and persecute those who were doing God's work. Warren's response to what seemed like the beginning of the end for him was to marry and marry and marry again. The rumor was that he was up to 180 wives. He was marrying younger and younger girls, one of whom was my former second grade student, Janetta Jessup, who was 14 at the time. What was also disturbing was the number of people who disappeared. Entire families would be moved out of the community during the night. To this day, no one knows where they are. Since Brent Jeffs filed his civil suit in 2004, over 100 young boys and girls were interviewed by the Utah Attorney General's office about their allegations of sexual and physical abuse by Warren Jeffs. The media became more aware of Warren Jeffs as the hunt for him continued. Stories were written about the men who'd been excommunicated and the hundreds of lost boys that Warren Jeffs had arbitrarily banished from the FLDS. Once the UEP Trust was in the hands of the state of Utah, an advisory board was created to suggest how its assets could be best utilized to benefit those still in the community and requesting help. 30 people applied for the board, and 6 were chosen. I was one of them. This was more than an honor for me. It was a vindication. After years of trying to protect myself from the evils of the FLDS, I was now aligned with those who were going to fight to undo the damage it had done to children and families. Even though Warren Jeffs was in hiding, his power was gradually being shut down.